Welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Bransky, and I'm joined today by Amber Van Egan.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for joining us. Amber is the assistant director to the Patriots Cheerleader. She's been on before, but she's joining us again to help wrap up the season, answer some questions, get some info out there, and just have a good time with us today. It'll be short and sweet and a lot full of information, so get your pen and paper out ready if you plan on auditioning or anything like that. So let's start off. We had our last game this past weekend. Well, last weekend. It was a sad game because, well, it was a sad game for me. By contract, you know, we're only allowed to cheer 3 years, and this is my last year. Amber had her last year. So when they lost this past game, that means I will never cheer in a game again. So it was a little, you know, heart-wrenching, and the game was unbelievable. Did you watch it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I watched every play.
Ridiculous. We're not going to the Super Bowl. It was a good game. They played hard. I don't know if everybody heard, but there was a flu going around the locker room. We had a lot of injured players, but all in all, the Colts are going to play the Bears in Miami.
Who are you rooting for?
Well, I wanted to root for the Bears, but I do feel as though the Colts, you know, should win, representing the AFC. Peyton Manning's never been to a Super Bowl, and maybe he deserves one. I don't know. I'm pretty much indifferent, and I really don't care something about it.
Hey.
Who about you?
Same. Let's just see what happens. I guess AFC, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I'll care for the Colts.
Yeah. Maybe. Won't even watch the whole game.
It'll be hard to do that. I don't know. I'll just see what happens.
Yeah. I hear ya. But luckily, Amber and I, although we are both done with cheerleading, we both lucked out with getting a job with the Patriots, so we'll still be around, able to do chit-chats and good stuff like that. We're lucky. So moving right along, we have our 2007 Patriots Cheerleader auditions coming up. So I remember the first time I tried out, and I wish I had known about the workshop.
You didn't go to the workshop?
I didn't go to the workshop. And I wish I had known about it because it informs people of everything to expect and what to do and... The audition workshop is on Saturday, March 3rd, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's right here at Gillette Stadium. And basically, Tracy Somonti is there, some cheerleaders to help out. They break down dances. It gets you really prepared for the actual auditions. There's a whole question and answer segment, which we'll have on our podcast today, but more in-depth question and answers there. You learn dances that we actually do on the sidelines, so you kind of get the feel and the style of the dances we do.
Yeah, I didn't go to the workshop either before auditions, but I kind of wish I did because it seemed like a lot of the girls that were there knew what they were getting into a little more, even just what to wear, the style and all that. It's definitely helpful.
Right. So. Because a lot of the girls that come are probably coming from college or just out of high school, and the cheerleading is completely different.
Right.
From that, I mean, I showed up with my hair in a ponytail, like,
right.
Workout attire, ready to go, and it's more glam and glitz and stuff like that, so
right.
Little things like that that really help out and help you with your confidence and stuff.
Yeah, that's good. It'll give you, you could learn the high kick sequence that we do, that kind of stuff, so when you go to prelims, you kind of have a leg up on,
right.
Like, what to expect.
Right.
It's optional, but it's definitely helpful.
And another good thing about it, like you said, it gives you a leg up, so when you go to auditions and you are practicing, you're not using all of your practice time on something like the kick segment because you already know it. You're
right.
Actually practicing the routines that you've learned and stuff like that. Also, the cheerleaders are there to help out, and you get to know them a lot by asking them, you know, simple questions and, you know, should you make the team, those will be your fellow teammates, and that's always a good, you know, foot in the door thing to make a good impression on everybody and be a little more friendly with people. And you meet so many girls, people that have the same interests and talents, and it's fun. It's a fun day.
If you want more information on the audition workshop, definitely check out the cheerleaders website on patriots.com. Just click on cheerleaders, click, and you'll see the information. You can actually register right online, and it's very easy to do, and like I said, it's very helpful just to be able to kind of have some time. You know, Tracy takes the time to answer any questions anyone has, and it's definitely a valuable tool.
Definitely. And just so you know, that is Saturday, March 3rd, again, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Preliminary auditions are Saturday, March 17th, and that begins around 9. Should you be asked to go to finals, that's Saturday, March 31st. And those two auditions are mandatory. If you can't make one, then pretty much you can't try out, because that's how we know. Well, not how we know, but that's how Tracy and the judges know who you are and basically if you can make a team or not. But best wishes and good luck to everybody trying out. We're going to answer some questions. We've had a lot of questions coming in about tryouts lately, and we're going to tackle some of those questions right now. I was asked, you know, what kind of workout we do. I told her basically we stretch out a lot, which isn't considered really a workout for a lot of people, but it is. Stretching and being limber, split and kicks and all that stuff really play a lot in cheerleading. And we do a lot of cardio, and a lot of people are worried about how much running we actually do. But we dance a lot, which is pretty much our sole, you know, purpose of cardio is dancing. So we do run, not that long, pretty much, you know, we'll run for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, you know, during practice. And nobody's, you know, perfect at running. There's a couple girls who you can tell enjoy running. Everybody else is there for cardio. So our next question, Amber, is how hard would you say the dances are that they actually teach during the prelims?
During prelims, I would say they're kind of middle of the road. They're definitely not, you know, too simple, but they're not that complicated either. There's definitely some signature moves in there that come up in a bunch of the dances that they want to see how well you kind of execute those. And
right.
So, I mean, they're pretty typical of what we do on the sidelines.
Right, and if you go to the workshop, you'll probably have a little better idea
right.
of what those dances will be like.
Yeah, there's no one style, really, with the Patriots cheerleaders. It's kind of like high energy, kind of, some dances are more jazzy, some are more hip-hop, and it kind of depends on the song and the style. We try to mix it up a little bit, so there's really no one definite style, but you can get a feel for kind of the energy level that you need, and you have to be sharper than maybe if you're kind of a ballerina-type dancer.
Definitely.
You're going to have to learn to be a little bit sharper in some of the routines and that kind of thing, so definitely helpful.
Another question is, what are our practices typically like, and pretty much like high school or college cheerleading, we start with meetings, pretty much an informative meeting, and that happens at every practice for promotional purposes and what else is going on, you know, with the Patriots and stuff like that. We start with a stretch, and then we just, you know, get right into it, dance our little hearts out, like whether it be learning or, you know, reviewing. We cheer. We actually do chairs, so we learn those and execute those. Pretty much you start and you just don't stop until it's perfect, and, you know, how close is it ever to perfect?
Mm-hmm.
You can never get enough practice. So they're tough, and they're, you know, they test your determination and all that and your drive, but it's well worth it. I mean, practice makes perfect.
Right. There's a lot more, like, that goes into it besides even the dancing that you wouldn't think about. Even, you know, you have to choreograph how do you line up for the player tunnel and what you do during that, and where, how do you stand and what do you do during the national anthem and all that kind of stuff. It has to be done during practice time. So it's usually at nights are about 3 hours, and they're packed.
Yeah, definitely. And you basically have to learn the sport of football so that you know when it is your turn to cheer, when it is your turn to dance, stuff like that. So that's a total another realm that people, a lot of women don't exactly know too much about. So we take practice time and we go over that, you know, you're quizzed on it, and just
right.
So that it helps you out so you're not lost during game time.
Right. You're there to support the team, so you have to learn. You don't want to be
exactly.
cheering and yelling when they're on offense and stuff like that.
How often does a rookie try out and not make it back on the squad? I think she means
somebody.
A veteran coming back.
Yeah.
And we all do have to retry out every year, and it's not guaranteed you'll make it back. I mean, some people don't make it back for, I'm sure, more than one reason. No one really knows why.
It's just the top 24 scores. And,
exactly.
You know, just happens how it happens.
Right. But I know I did try out twice before I actually made the squad, so I wouldn't be discouraged if you'd only tried out once and you didn't make it. You know, if there's something you really want, put your heart into it and just keep trying. I mean, you only lose a day. You know, if you go to the workshop, that'll give you a lot of preparation for what you need for prelims, and be a good time. So for one last time, just to remind you that the audition workshop is Saturday, March 3rd at 9:30 a.m.
Yep. And check out the details on Patriots.com cheerleader link.
Yep. You can go to Patriots.com/cheerleaders for that and get all your information. Don't forget to check out the calendar shoot. That'll be coming up soon in April. If you want to join the Patriots cheerleaders, you can check that out on the website too. Auditions, there's tons of things going on. Make sure you check our podcast. We're going to have Tracy Sormonti here pretty soon to actually break down the actual audition process for you. So make sure you check that out. Thank you so much, Amber, for joining us and helping out today.
Sure, thanks for having me.
That's about it. Enjoy the weekend and the off season. Until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.